Welcome to Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. I'm Connie Thiessen. With Radio Days set to make its North American debut June 8th and 9th during Canadian Music Week in Toronto, we welcome General Manager and CEO Peter Neagle and Head of Programming Nick Goodman to the podcast. Peter and Nick join us to talk about bringing the spirit of Radio Days to this side of the pond, all the buzz from Radio Days Europe in Prague, and more.
Hi, I'm Peter Neagle, and I'm the general manager of Radio Days Europe and also of Radio Days Asia and Radio Days North America now. My journey through podcasting started some odd 25 years ago when I was brand out of university and started at the Danish Broadcasting Corporation in the audio research. And I've more or less never left my employment there, although my job title has changed quite a lot since then. Along the way, I'm now a senior advisor to the head of Danish Radio, and I am also the head of Radio Days Europe in my other job. We are overseeing Radio Days Europe and North America and Asia, as I said, and we are about 1,500 in Europe, we are 500 in Asia, and we hope to be something similar in North America. So that's my journey through broadcasting and who I am.
Hello, I'm Nick Goodman. I'm a radio consultant from the UK, and I'm also head of programming for Radio Days. I've never had another job other than working in radio. I started in Liverpool in the late 1980s, answering the phones and making coffee for a DJ that turned out to be a guy called Pete Waterman from Stock Aitken Waterman, the production team. And so I was immersed in pop music and pop culture from that period. And I shot off to university and did a degree in radio production because I'd found my thing very early in life. And then I returned to Liverpool as a producer and then landed a role as an on-air host and did that for several years and in a few different radio stations around the UK before I decided to hang up the headphones and get into production and management. I produced breakfast shows for KISS in London. Then I became a head of music for Virgin Radio in the UK. I was program director of a top 40 radio station in Edinburgh. And then I returned to London as program director for the world famous 95.8 Capital FM at the time and stayed there quite a few years, had a great time. There was an opportunity to develop radio consulting business. And I took that in the 2000s and started off in Peter's home country of Denmark and started to grow the business out of there and have been doing that ever since and have now clients all over the world. And I do all sorts of stuff, mainly in programming, though, mainly working with presenters, looking at music policy, looking at talent. And I also have an audio production company which creates music, sound and content for brands and broadcasters around the world, everything from the BBC through to Microsoft and Sky, things like that. And I've been involved in the Radio Days organization pretty much since the start and been to every single one of them and got kind of hooked into that because of my connections in the UK and Europe and love being a part of it. It's just a fantastic thing to be a part of. So yeah, radio courses through my veins.
I think to start, our listeners are probably very keen to hear about the state of the audio industry in Europe. Radio Days Europe wrapped up in Prague in March. What were broadcasters and podcasters talking about?
It's very much, of course, the threats and opportunities in regard to AI that was on everybody's lips in Prague. We had a lot of interesting sessions about this topic. And it's like a very good movie to look at this new technology developing. It gives such a lot of opportunities, but at the same time, it also raises some questions in regard to where will radio hosts go in the future and what will programming be like? So that was, I think, the biggest topic. I would like to raise a lot more, but maybe Nick should get in here.
Yeah, I think, as always, people come together and look for new ideas. And new ideas are rare things. So it's always an idea that's adapted from another idea. But certainly there is still a thirst for ideas, a thirst for sharing best practice and discussion to see what other people are doing. I mean, in some respects, we're kind of small as an industry in the radio and audio industry. But at the same time, we can't possibly know everything that's going on in every country. So it's a fantastic opportunity to share ideas. So certainly in Radio Days Europe in Prague, there was a lot of idea sharing going along.
Right. Specifically, right now, there's a lot of challenges in the North American broadcast sector. Are you facing the same challenges to the extent in Europe that we're facing here in North America?
I think the challenges are both similar and different. In terms of the similar challenges, we've got challenges in time spent listening. You know, we're living in this attention economy where people's attention are grabbed with all sorts of other things, and radio has to kind of fight for its survival in some respects, and particularly with younger audiences where we know time spent listening is going down. So it's a little bit of management of that and how we see the future and working out what the opportunities are in that as well to not only sustain your audience, but to try and grow it in different areas as well. So those are similar challenges. However, in Europe and certainly in the UK, we have a very buoyant radio and audio industry. In the UK, reach is sitting at 90% weekly reach. The revenues are up and doing really, really well. There is perhaps less of a death knell sounding for radio in Europe than in other parts of the world. And I think certainly we try and amplify the success and optimism about the future of radio and audio without ignoring the challenges that exist too.
And if I might add a little bit on that, as Nick just described, yes, we are holding steady more or less everywhere in weekly reach. We are losing a little bit on time spent listening, but we see new forms of audio emerging with podcasting, which is a real growth motor all over Europe. We're doing pretty good both with podcasting revenue, not as good as on radio, but that's coming too. And also revenue on radio is not bad. So I think in Europe overall, we are quite optimistic about the future. And we just have to look at television, for instance, to kind of compare where we are at in audio, where they're at with television. So we are in a good place compared to some of our cousins in other media platforms.
I want to go back to the origin of the Radio Days brand and what sets it apart from other conferences.
That's a very good question. Some of the things that we do, we've kind of we've done that for now 15 years. But for me, I had the same experience as Nick the first time I got on board Radio Days. The people involved are so keen on developing formats, finding the next talents, the next new ideas, the next new programming formats. It's just like-minded people coming together and wanting to do good for the industry. And we keep challenging ourselves, that spirit, we keep challenging ourselves to produce better formats, to the sessions that need to be, developed, finding new ways to get the messages across, to get those speakers in. So it's just, I don't know, there's a spirit in Radio Days, which I think is for me at least, is why I want to work with Radio Days.
I'd agree with that. I think, learning is quite addictive. And certainly if you're addicted to your industry, you want to make it better. So you want to learn how you can make it better. So for me, that spirit is very much alive every time I go there. I love seeing guest speakers from different territories giving us fresh perspectives on familiar topics. So personally, I learn from other countries. I learn from other programmers, from other consultants, also from other industries as well. So for example, when we have a neuroscientist coming along talking how the brain reacts to music, that's fascinating because that's all about selling music and the passion for music and how music can connect with the audience. Or when we have behavioral scientists talking about how to manage people and get the best of them, that's really applicable if you're a program director or manager and you've got a team of presenters who need motivating. So it's about the desire to learn and to get better.
As you alluded to, Radio Days North America is not the first expansion into new territories. Do you, Nick, want to talk about more of that opportunity to get an outside perspective, especially for those who maybe haven't been able to travel to events over the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, just being together with other radio people, I think is really good. And it's not just the sessions, it's the discussion at the coffee, it's the discussion at the bar and discussion in the evening, and just being around other people who share the same desire to improve their radio stations or their audio businesses and want to learn from each other. So that vibe is really good. But if we take Radio Days North America coming up, for example, we've got some great speakers coming over from different parts of the world that people can learn from. So whether it's Alid Haydon-Jones, who's the head of BBC Radio 1, the big youth service from the BBC in the UK, who's talking about engaging with young people. That'll be fascinating. Joe Harland, the head of visual radio for the BBC, is coming along. Visual radio being a thing that's really developed over the last decade. So we don't just think of audio, but we think of images and pictures and screens and all that kind of stuff as well. So getting that outside perspective, I think, is really valuable to people who come along. And also then just getting great inspiration. I mean, I've been at this my whole life. And when I go along to Radio Days, I leave exhausted because you've been talking a lot and learning a lot. But I also leave feeling utterly inspired. I can't wait to get back to some of my clients and some of my radio stations and some of my presenters that I'm working with to share that enthusiasm. So it's a really, without sounding too evangelical about it, it's a semi-religious experience. It really fills you full of joy and hope and optimism about radio and audio, and I love that.
And if I might add, it's also a mission for Radio Days Europe to bring the audio industry together wherever we are. In Europe, we have, and also North America and Asia, we have a very specific set of rules that we have tried to live up to. For instance, we believe that the speaker roster should be gender neutral. There should be equal amount of men and women. We want to work for diversity, representation. We want to try to reach both into public service and commercial radio, because they can all contribute. We can all learn from each other. And I think together, when we work together and we learn from each other, we just get better as an industry as a whole.
Is the conference designed that way because historically you felt that there was too much division between the public and the private sectors?
Yes. I do believe that when I travel to other conferences on other continents, I don't know if it's true, but I have a feeling that sometimes the commercial would like to talk to like-minded people, and the commercial sector and public service broadcasters and podcasters would like to talk to, you know, their own kind and other kind of conferences. We believe at Radio Days that coming together and discussing among ourselves across all borders and genders and all that kind of thing is beneficial for all of us and for the industry as a whole.
There's more that unites us than divides us between commercial and public service. So in the UK, we have a strong tradition of rivalry between the commercial services, which only started in 1973 here, and the BBC that have been going a lot longer. But actually, we have a lot in common. We want people to listen to our services, to engage in audio. And so regularly, we'll get together with our rivals and we'll talk about all those challenges and how we're gonna solve them collectively. So Radio Days takes a bit of that spirit, a bit of the Scandinavian spirit of where Radio Days was born. And it's about collaboration. And, you know, personally, I think collaboration is the best way forward.
Is there anything on this year's Radio Days North America agenda either of you want to highlight or are particularly excited about?
Oh, this is also always the hardest question, because you're asking us to choose between our children. A lot of thought, a lot of effort has gone into each of these sessions. Also in Radio Days Europe, we have a different way of approaching the programming of the conference. We bring in a program group from all aspects of audio in North America. And then we discuss until we are blue in the face about which ideas are the best and what sessions should be selected for the final conference. If you really push me, I want to go back to my core which is I am an audience researcher at heart. I really am. And there are three sessions this year which in some shape, way or form are about audience research and what we can learn from audience research. One specifically on podcasting and one more debate oriented on PPM. And then there's one on audio development in general. And I'm looking very much forward to all of them. But there's so many different sessions that is really interesting. There's one from The Moth, Catherine Burns, in storytelling. She's absolutely wonderful. And other sessions, but I could go on. But audience research has always been my first love.
And the good thing is I'm not an audience researcher and it's never been my first love, but I appreciate that it's there. So from my side as a programmer, the things I'm really interested in are people like Dennis Clark, who's Vice President of Talent for iHeart. He's coming in to talk about how presenters can engage with their audience better. Or James Howard, also from iHeart, who looks after the Chicago cluster there and the importance of your brand, which is so important as radio station programmers know. Or Carolina Bermudez from KTU in New York, a fantastic radio personality who's going to do a great interview with a British consultant called John Simons and talk about being a radio personality in a multimedia world and how you can adapt and do podcasts and TV and how you can create your own brand as well. So, you know, there really is something for everybody. So both the audience researcher, Peter, and the programmer, Nick, are both very happy, but there's loads more for everybody else, depending on your different flavor of audio or radio.
Yeah. And I also believe that Nick and I will actually probably meet up in the sessions where we have the head of content for some of the biggest stations like iHeart in the world, Pollman, and we have BBC, a lot of the really big talking about how they see the world now and in 3 years' time. And I hope the moderators will dig in and ask the right questions so we get a sense of where the big boys see us in a couple of years' time.
Is there a thought that either of you would like to close on?
My closing thought would be that coming together to talk about something that you love is a fantastic experience, right? So if you love podcasting, if you love audio, if you love radio, and you want to be surrounded by like-minded people and discuss the important challenges that you face, get new ideas, get inspiration, then this is a great place to do it. And I'm not just saying that because I help organize it. I'm saying that as a person that goes along to these things and sits there through the sessions and talks to people in the coffee breaks. It really is a joyful kind of festival of radio and audio and podcasting. So if you love the industry that you work in, it really is a good place to be.
My closing thought is the same as every time I leave a good conference. I always have a kind of idea which sessions I will love, which sessions I will learn from. But the really good conferences, they always trick me. They always fool me. And I get away with something I would never in a million years have thought would occupy my thoughts in the coming weeks. And that is something that we try to do at Radio Days Europe, that the individual program members in the program group, they do their very best to come up with something that will inspire and that will surprise you. And I'm looking forward to what it is in North America that will blow my mind and make me think new things for the future.
Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Connie.
Thank you.
You can learn more about Radio Days North America at cmw.net/radiodays. For Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast, I'm Connie Thiessen.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.
Looking to make the most out of this life and optimize your personal wellness? Then check out the Natural Man Podcast. Join me, host Mike C., as we explore all areas of human wellness, physical, mental, and emotional. Learn strategies to optimize your own well-being and be in the driver's seat of your own health. Remember, your doctor works for you. Learn biohacks, neurohacks, ways to improve sleep, and ways to optimize your body and your mind. Check us out on Apple, Spotify, the Fountain app, and at naturalmanpodcast.com.